Great. It sounds like stereo or something, you know, it's just a beautiful sound. And I forgot to come in. I forgot to play my part. So right from that point, I just said, hey, you know something, I'm not that interested in playing other people's music. I want to close my eyes and just, you know, invent my own thing.
How interesting, though, that this classic romantic piece, Mussorgsky and Ravel, that seems right for Herb Alpert to have sort of lost his mind over.
Well, it certainly washed over me, and I'm a big fan of Ravel. I love his, you know, his drama. There's something about but the way he orchestrated that really touched me. You know, little by little, I was looking for my own voice. I was drafted in the Army in 1954, and they sent me to band school in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
And no war going on, fortunately.
No, that was very fortunate. So I go to band school in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and I run into like 12 trumpet players that were better than me, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They could play higher, faster, louder. Better jazz. You know, they were just something that really made me think, if I'm ever going to make it in this music industry, I better come up with my own identity. And that's what I worked on when I was released.
And you were also working on being a producer. I mean, you helped discover Sam Cooke and Janet
Dean.
I didn't
discover Sam Cooke. I was working for the company along with Lou Adler. Lou Adler and I were partners, and we worked for this Keen Records, and became really good friends with Sam. We wrote A Wonderful World with him. Don't Know Much About History, that song. And I learned a lot from Sam because he came out of the gospel field. You know, everything had to do with a feel. It had to feel good. It had to feel good, you know.
Was that a meaningful thing for you? I mean, as a producer, did you then try to say, okay, I think I know what he means, and try to feel it?
Well, he used to say, Herbie, it's a cold piece of wax, man. It either makes it or it don't.
I hold you responsible for so much of my youth. Tell me the story behind the song that made me hear of you when I was 7 or 8 years old for the first time, The Lonely Bull, which we would play over and over and over again.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to go to bullfights in Tijuana for several years during the spring. They had world-class matadors there, and I kind of got, I became a fan of that.
You would drive down from Southern California?
Drive down from Los Angeles. And there was this brass band in the stands that would announce all the sequence of events. People in the stands would go crazy. And I was kind of taken by that. I liked that feeling. And the more I drank wine out of my boat bag, the better I liked it. There was something about that feeling that I thought maybe I could translate it into a sound. And then I played it for a disc jockey friend of mine, and he said, man, you need some hooks. You got to put a hook in there. I said, what do you mean a hook? He says, well, something that people can remember. So an engineer friend of mine, Ted Keeps, had a tape of 30,000 people screaming ole at a bullfight. I put that on right in the front of the Lonely Bull. And months later, I would get cards and letters from people all over the world saying, thanks for taking me on this vicarious trip to Tijuana.
No, and since it didn't really belong in any existing pop category, were you surprised when it became this gigantic hit record?
Yeah, I was taken off guard for sure. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to start a record company. This was the first record we released on A&M. This was A&M 101, and that was the start of...
And you were A of A&M.
I was the A, and that was the start of something really grand.
And then, when I was 11 years old and playing the trumpet in Omaha, Nebraska, came your gigantic album, Whipped Cream.
Right.
1965. And I was just the right age to spend hours staring at the cover because it was a naked girl, apparently naked girl, covered in whipped cream. And I played the trumpet, and there was all this trumpet was kind of cool suddenly on this record.